بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم نحمده ونصلي على رسوله الكريم أما بعد. Most respected elders and friends, mothers and sisters in Islam, our honorable Imam Hazrat Maulana Ahmad Chauhan Sahab Madazilluhu has made a very profound statement in his discourse after Fajr. And I caught onto those two words that he has mentioned. He spoke about the mercy of Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala and the love and the care of Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala, and those are the qualities that we should bring in us. We should be bearers of mercy to one another, love one another, care for each other, be sensitive to one another's feelings, and promote love amongst each other. These are two qualities that Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam instilled in the Sahaba. And when we study hadith, we will observe the Muhaddithin placed a lot of emphasis on these two points. Spreading mercy among people and spreading love among people, and they showed the prescription of mercy and love. And therefore in hadith, we get this one hadith that is called Hadith Musalsal Bil Awwaliyat. The very first hadith the Muhaddith used to narrate to his student. And that student narrates it to his student right up till today. 1400 years down the line, the same procedure. You also have a hadith which is called Hadith Bil Muhabbat, where a muhaddith narrates a hadith of muhabbat, and that muhaddith narrates that hadith of muhabbat right up till today. And today, I want to narrate those two hadiths to you. And then the prescription that comes with it. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam reported to have mentioned, Ar-Rahimun yarhamuhumur Rahman tabarak wa ta'ala irhamu man fil ard yarhamkum man fis sama. The meaning of this hadith is, those people that show mercy to people on mankind, show mercy to people, Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala, who is merciful, will show mercy to them. We show mercy to people, we are soft to people, kind to people, loving to people. And that starts off at home. Husband to the wife, wife to the husband. Sometimes we show mercy to the entire world, but we are most harsh to the people right around us. Irhamu man fil ard. Have mercy to people that are on earth, and the being that's in the skies, Allah tabarak wa ta'ala, He will show mercy to you. So Allah granted the tawfiq and hidayat to be the flag bearers of mercy. Anyone that we come across, not only the person that's wearing the kurta and the topi, or not only that person that comes to a masjid, anyone in life we come across, show mercy to a person. Be somebody that's apparently a drunkard, he's also worthy of our mercy. He may turn out to be better than us. Hasan Basri Rahmatullah Ali once happened to pass by the River Nile. He saw one drunkard. He's sleeping, froth coming out from his mouth. Froth. Completely lost case. Hasan Basri Rahmatullah Ali had mercy upon him. Look at this person, what has happened to him? Now we know Hasan Basri, what a great wali of Allah he is. He never looked down upon that person. That person was sleeping, froth was coming out. Whatever was within his means he did. He took some water, wiped his mouth. Drunk person. Allah inspired him. You wiped his mouth out of love for me. Or you wiped his mouth because you cared for him. I wiped his heart to make you happy and made him the wali of Allah. This is what we must do. Show love among the people. And the second hadith, which is called Hadith Musalsal Bil Muhabba, that comes with a prescription of zikr. When the Muhaddithin used to narrate this hadith, then from that time right up till today, they practiced on this. And let me narrate the hadith. On one occasion, Nabi Kareem Mu'adh ibn Jabal radiallahu ta'ala, who says, أَخَذَ رَسُولُ اللَّهِ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمْ بِيَدِي.
Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam held my hand. And Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam told to Hadhrat Mu'az, Ya Mu'az, inni uhibbuk. Oh Mu'az, I love you. Before you want to teach somebody something, instill something in somebody, first make the heart fertile. Soften the heart, don't just give it. When a farmer, before putting the seed in the ground, he prepares the ground. So the ground accepts the seed. This is a psychological approach that Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam had. Soften the ground first. Win the heart over. Nabi Kareem told to Hadhrat Mu'adh, I love you. Immediate Mu'adh radiallahu ta'ala told Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, Wa ana uhibbuka ya Rasulallah. Ya Rasulallah, I too love you. This is called hadith musalsal bil muhabbat. And when this hadith is narrated, then we say to each other, I love you. And you in turn say to me, that person narrating the hadith, I too love you. Then we get this hadith, musalsal bil muhabbat. And this link goes right up to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Subhanallah, this is the barakat of this hadith and the procedure. Then Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam gave a prescription. This is a prescription of love. O Muaz, la tada fi duburi kulli salah. After every salat, never leave this what I'm going to teach you to say. Allahumma inni ala zikrik wa shukrik wa husni ibadatik. O Muaz, after every namaz, make this dua. O Allah, a'inni ala zikr. You help me to make your zikr. Wa shukri. Allah, you help me to make shukr. And O Allah, you help me to beautify your ibadat and how to make your ibadat beautifully. This is called hadith musalsal bil muhabbat. Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam told you a lot of love and care to Hazrat Mu'adh radiallahu ta'ala anhu. And when you love somebody, you're going to be with that person over time. Nabi says, I'm meant to say, Mu'adh, you love me. Today I'm here, tomorrow I'm not here. But if you want to continue this love, practice on this hadith of Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. And you know, when you love someone, the Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, when he loved someone, he didn't give any materialistic things. He gave two things. Dua and zikr. Dua and zikr. Hazrat Fatima radiallahu ta'ala came to Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and she told Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, I do all the work at home myself. I want a khadima, somebody to help and assist me. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam didn't give a khadima. He gave something better, the zikr of Allah. And he told her, my daughter, should I not show you something better? At night before sleeping, 33 times subhanallah, 33 times alhamdulillah, 34 times Allahu Akbar, zikr of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. This is what Nabi Sam shared with the ummah. So Allah tabarak wa ta'ala grant every one of us the tawfiq and hidayat to be flag bearers of mercy. Anyone we come across, just show mercy. Give your heart. This is the sunnah of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Show love to people. Don't be harsh to people. Don't attack the people. Show love to people. You'll get more through love than attacking somebody. And be flag bearers of love. Give love, give love. That's what my Rasul did. Everyone he came across, he gave love. Give love. Give love to your family members. Give love to people in your community. Give love to anyone that you come across. When people love you, that's when they'll open their heart to you, and that's when you'll be able to reach out more to the people. Don't attack people, don't attack feelings of people. That's a big burden we carry on our shoulders in the akhirat. Allah grant us tawfiq wa akhir da'wana alhamdulillah. Let us make our zikr 3 times, Surah Ikhlas, and make this, give the sawab to Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, to the Ahl al-Bayt, all the mashayikh, and Allah tabarak wa ta'ala, open up our hearts with the zikr of Allah. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم قل هو الله أحد الله الصمد لم يلد ولم يولد ولم يكن له كفوا أحد قل هو الله أحد الله الصمد لم يلد ولم يولد ولم يكن له كفوا أحد قل هو الله أحد الله الصمد لم يلد ولم يولد ولم يكن له كفوا أحد لا إله إلا الله محمد رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم لا إله
illa Allah la ilaha 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 illa Allah Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam La ilaha illallah 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 Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam illallah 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 illa Allah 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 Allahu 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 Allah Allahu
Allah, Allah,
Allah, Allah.
Let us make dua, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala accept all the majalises, and Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala make it a means of our forgiveness, and Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala most importantly grant us wilayat and muhabbat, and Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala forgive us. Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala must make us maaf. And Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala must cleanse us and purify us. And Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala must make us from among His chosen slavers. And when we die, Allah must grant us husna khatima. Allah must make our qabr a garden of paradise. Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, when we stand in His darbar, Allah must tell to us, Ya ayyatuha nafsul mutmainna, irji'i ila rabbiki radiyatan mardiyya. فَدْخُلِي فِي عِبَادِي وَدْخُلِي جَنَّتِي. Allah make us from among His special servants, and Allah shower His rahmat and mercy upon us. In the remaining moments of our life, Allah must help us every step of our life where we make an effort to get the closeness to Almighty Allah. Every minute, every moment, 24/7, our focus must be on the Zaat of Allah and to get closeness to Allah. That's the only thing you'll get enjoyment and contentment with. You'll feel the peace, you'll feel the tranquility, that attachment to Almighty Allah. Nothing and absolutely nothing of this world can satisfy us. The only thing that can satisfy us, a slight thought, heart and mind, just direct it to Allah, and you see that enjoyment you get. You're connecting with your Zaat, you're connecting with Allah, the source of who has created us. Allah grant us the true love and muhabbat.